Hi, I'm Steve Roberts. Welcome to my new podcast series. In each episode, I'll share my story of how I made several career changes without any qualifications, each one moving towards a happier working life. I decided to observe what other people were doing, big or small, to improve their situation. If it looked good, I might as well copy it, and if it worked, it would make me happy. Could it work for you? Have a listen. Hi, I'm Steve. Welcome along to my brand new podcast. In this series, I'm going to share my experience of how I've made significant career changes in the pursuit of a happier working life, which in turn, would you agree, should lead to a happier personal life. Right at the outset, I want to highlight a decision that I made quite some time ago. I was unhappy in my first 25 years of my working life. I'll tell you more about that later. So I was absolutely sure that I wanted to move from an unhappy state of mind to a happier one. I had to figure out what that would mean. So, are you currently unhappy in your working life? Are you sure? Would you like to change things? Are you sure? Now, if the answer is a firm yes, then stay with me and let's see if my story might present you with some choices that you can consider to make that change. What other job would I like to do? What other job could I do? More importantly, how could I make that change happen? So, what crucial decision did I make? I decided to seek out people who were happy in their working life. What were they doing that made them happy? Were they big things or small things? How would I find out? Speak to them? Observe them? Copy some of them? Well, why not? During this series, I'll recall some of the people that I've met in all sorts of situations, in work or socially. What did I learn from them? What did I copy? Who helped me become a happy copycat? At the age of 73, I'm still a freelance presenter and producer for BBC Radio, something I've done for 33 years. I've held management positions in local government, a professional rugby league club as well, and a national organisation working in the prison service, almost all of them making me much happier than the first 25 years of my working life. So, back to the beginning. At the age of 15, I began an apprenticeship as a carpenter. When I look back now, I was unhappy from the outset. I quickly found that it was not for me. Made some friendships that I still hold dear today, but the job was simply not for me. It took me 25 years to get out of it. Like lots of people, I'd accepted my lot. This was it. It was my job. I should be grateful, so get my head down and crack on. So I reached 40 and had never done anything else. But did that mean that I couldn't do anything else? Even more worrying, I wasn't qualified to do anything else. Did that mean I was no good at anything else? So what did I think I was good at? Communicating? Well, I was comfortable enough talking to people. Reliable? Well, I would carry out any task to the very best of my ability. Positive attitude? 100%. Change? Well, I was always willing to embrace change. No formal qualifications there then. So was it enough to build on? Is that enough to take up another job? Didn't know, but I was up for finding out. How much was I up for it? An awful lot, because I was really unhappy with my current job. But I needed some choices. What were they? Who could help me? One evening, I called into my local pub for a beer. Got talking to the landlord about anything and everything, including work. We were the same age, and he told me how he'd been unhappy in his job in a local factory and had made the switch into pub management. He told me that it had its challenges, but overall, he was happier than he was. And there you go. He had something that I wanted. Could I be him? I spent the rest of that evening watching him going about his work and asking him how he got the job. He told me about the process and about the different choices on offer. You can choose to involve your family or you can go it alone. Before I left the pub that evening, my mind was made up. I had listened to his story. Did I like it? Yes. Did I think I could do that job? I think so. Would it make me happier? Maybe. Shall I copy what he has done? Yes. No need to spend time on the process of getting the job. That's not for here. Just to say that you didn't need any formal qualifications to secure a position as a trainee pub manager. Already a few things had happened that I continue to embrace to this day. I had listened. I had watched. I liked. I copied. It worked, with the result that I was already feeling happier. Remember, the landlord told me that you had the choice to go it alone or involve the family. After lots of chats, the family decided to get involved. More about how that worked out at the end of this episode. However, the happy copycat was up and running. Securing a job as a trainee manager was just the start. The hope of every trainee is that you eventually end up with a pub of your own. A nice one, whatever that means to the trainee. A city pub with 24-hour rock and roll. A lively town pub with the same regular faces in the same regular seats. Or a drinking joint where you spend half your time throwing people out. Believe me, they're all there and more besides. I know that because as a trainee manager, you're expected to move from pub to pub, looking after them whilst the regular manager is sunning himself or herself in the Caribbean. So, you quite quickly make your mind up what kind of pub you would like to eventually take over, and just as importantly, which you don't. You got it, I wanted one of the nice ones. So, who had those? Why did they have them? How did they get them? If we ended up with a nice one, I'd be happier. If I ended up with a bad one, well, back to being unhappy. So for the next 6 months or so, the happy copycat had to jump into gear. I must have looked after around a dozen pubs, all looking and feeling vastly different, all with managers who looked and acted really differently. Some things I copied seemed so small, some felt really big, but looking back, they all played some part. Shirt and tie, or jeans and t-shirt. Respect the staff, or boss them around. Look after the quality of the products, or just ring the tills up. I also found that the best managers were the ones that always appeared to be around the place. How did I know that if they were on holiday whilst I was looking after their place? In my time as a trainee, I took the trouble to ask the customers what they liked about their regular manager. Almost without exception, that was an important point with the customers. They liked to see their manager. I'll copy that then. After 7 months of training, I got the call that I had been hoping for. I was offered a pub of my own, and it was a really nice one. So, how had that happened? From that first discussion with the manager in my local pub, through the 7 months training period looking after other people's pubs, I had copied what I thought were the good things that I believed successful pub managers were doing. I was happy with that. I smiled to myself. It wouldn't be the last time that I would feel like a happy copycat. I was to spend 3 years as a pub manager, although I was happy enough in the job, my family were not. And if they were not, then eventually neither was I. So for now, no longer the happy copycat. So what was my next move? Turns out it would be a double glazing salesman. What was I to learn from that experience? Let me tell you, an awful, awful lot. Find out in the next episode of the Happy Copycat podcast with me, Steve Roberts. In the meantime, visit my website at thehappycopycat.co.uk and see if I can help you discover the choices you could make to produce the opportunities for change that you might be looking for. Thanks for listening. See you next time. You can subscribe to the Happy Copycat podcast so that you won't miss upcoming episodes, or you can search for them wherever you access your podcasts.